When federal forest agencies announce timber sales and other activities that raise public awareness, they're working with overall management plans for their forests. The Bureau of Land Management, BLM, is revising its resource management plans for forest land in western Oregon. These are the so-called O&C lands, once granted to the Oregon and California Railroad. We'll talk about forest management in a couple of ways. First, let's get the picture on basically what is on the table with the BLM plan revisions. And for that, we turn to our EarthFix team reporter, Jess Burns, here in the studio with me. Jess, good to have you in here.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
So is this a regular reworking of management plans, or is it prompted by some action, some lawsuit, some other event?
Well, I would say it's more of a regular thing. There's been a lot of pressure building. First off, you know, it's been 20 years since they really looked at this thing. And in late 2000s, you may remember the Whopper.
Western Oregon plan revision.
Yep, exactly. And that really caused a lot of controversy. And the Interior Department of the Interior ended up dropping it because it didn't meet Endangered Species Act requirements. So really, this is kind of the first time we're taking a look at this again since like the mid-1990s, the Northwest Forest Plan era. You know, and there has been a lot of things that have kind of changed since then. First off, the timber harvest rate that were promised in the 1995, this management plan never really emerged as it did. It didn't do with the Northwest Forest Plan. So, you know, there's been some pressure there. Science has advanced. We've got more understanding of what it means to protect the northern spotted owl and just a better understanding of forestry in general. And also there's been, of course, pressure from the counties that are really looking to shore up a funding source based on timber harvests.
That may be the toughest part of this to explain to people who don't live in the Western Oregon counties is exactly how these lands ended up in BLM hands. And they came through the Oregon and California Railroad. And then because of that association and taking the lands off the property tax rolls, half the timber money then goes from those lands to the counties.
Yeah, you know, a little history lesson. Right around the Civil War, the government gave the land to the Oregon-California Railroads, and they were trying to really push for expansion in the West. And a part of that was just the government saying, hey, you have to meet these certain requirements. Well, the railroads didn't meet the requirements. The government takes the land back. Fast forward to the Depression, right? Counties are in trouble all over the country. And this O&C Lands Act was passed. And part of that, what it basically did is it gave power to manage the lands to the BLM or to the Interior Department. The BLM wasn't quite around then, but it eventually became the BLM. And it also said that these lands had to be managed for sustained timber harvest while protecting watersheds. And then it gave 50% of those receipts from those timber sales to the counties. And so basically for decades and decades and decades, the counties had this like pot of money that was just coming into their general fund to pay for basic services. And when the logging fell off in the 1990s, then everything fell off.
So do any of the alternatives that the BLM is listing for its Western Oregon Resource Management Plan revisions include, or do they all include, more logging?
I would say all but one include more logging at this point. I was given a the top one, the most timber friendly, is about 480 million board feet a year plus more for forestry and thinning. And I know that doesn't mean very much to many people, but that translates to 67 million for the 18 counties to split up, right? And right now, in 2014, you compare that to there were 203 million board feet harvest, and it would have been 11 million to the counties this year. But the counties aren't getting that money because they're getting the legislative money through secure rural schools.
Instead.
Yeah, as a replacement. So basically.
Okay. You know, just looking at the BLM's pie charts, it appears that any of the alternatives increase the amount of late successional reserve land, the areas to become old growth, but they all seem to have less in riparian reserve. So does this indicate some issues arising for streams and fish?
That's definitely going to be a point of contention because their preferred alternative, which if anyone wants to play along, is alternative B, if you want to take a look, you know, it reduces pretty significantly the riparian protections from the Northwest Forest Plan, which is considered to have really great riparian protections, and it lowers them. And So we have a feeling, and I spoke with the BLM's Mark Brown. He's the project manager for this whole thing. And he said that as we're going forward, they hear more from the public, they hear more from scientists and all the stakeholders, that there's going to be an opportunity to kind of pick and choose from all the different options out there and put together something that, that best meets the goals.
So there is a preferred alternative, but they'll be working to refine that as the process goes on. Now, the process has already produced this enormous document. I noticed that even without the appendices, we're talking more than 900 pages. So how long a process to take input and refine the alternatives?
Well, that's a really fun weekend, isn't it, reading through that? So the process is as long as the document it is, if you will. Right now we're in the middle of a 90-day public comment period. That ends on July 23rd. After that, the BLM was going to consider feedback, and they're going to develop a final plan. They're going to put that out, and it's expected right after the new year, so next year. And then there's going to be a refining, and the final published plan or option is going to be next year about this time.
You know, we get into such alphabet soup here. This is the BLM. It's working on its RMPs, its Resource Management Plan. We're looking at the DEIS, the Draft Environmental Impact Statement, which will lead to an FEIS, a Final Environmental Impact Statement, the Record of Decision, the ROD. You know, and in fact, you probably noticed in the front of these things, they had probably 3 pages just to explain the acronyms.
Yep.
What can people do, though, at the various meetings on the RMP revisions?
Well, it's kind of interesting how they divided all of these things up. Basically, there's going to be several meetings, and there's going to be open houses where you can just kind of go and learn. And those kick off in about 2 weeks, and they start in Roseburg, Eugene, Medford, and Coos Bay. There's a bunch of big lists on the Exchange and on EarthFix site. You can also, there's going to be a series of meetings looking at specific topics. So, you know, if the economy is your thing, then go to the economy meetings. If forest management is yours, if you're all about the recreation on these public lands, because that's definitely a part of it, you can go to the recreation meeting.
Okay, lots of chances coming up. And as Jess mentioned, we have the list of all the meetings, and it is an extensive list at both the EarthFix and Jefferson Exchange sites. Jess Burns is our EarthFix team reporter. We share her with OPB and just about everybody else in public radio in the Northwest. Good to have you in the studio.
Yeah, thanks.